Day 7, last day. Let's make it a good one. The final day of our hunt, and Ike was still raring to go. The condensed milk and energy meatballs I made up for him seemed to be doing the trick. He was doing better than me, in fact. My back hurt, and I was tired. But we didn't come all the way out here to lie around. We turned Ike loose in the grass and cedar trees, and man, did he strut his stuff. About 100 yards into a mile-long pass, he got really birdie at the edge of a shelter belt. I saw him working and could hear his bell. And then bam, his bell stopped and he was locked up tight at the base of a line of cedars. I called to my partner to stay alert, and about that same time, the rooster flushed and the two of us fired and dropped that bird cleanly. Ike didn't even retrieve that one because he got really birdie again and locked up about 15 feet to my left. I stepped towards him and up flushed a rooster. One shot, one bird. And in an instant, Ike turned back and locked up a third time. Up flushed another one, and we got him too. So in the span of about 2 minutes, Ike had pretty much limited me out for the day. But we weren't done yet. As good as that was, the next pass was probably Ike's best point of the trip. He was working back and forth in some standing corn when he locked up in that classic pointing pose. Front foot up, nose down, back straight, and tail at 12 o'clock. It was so pretty I forgot to take my gun off safe. The bird flushed, and my brother-in-law, who's normally a great shot, missed with both barrels. And I can't even get my shot off because my gun is still on safe. Ike turned around and gave us both a look of, "You gotta be kidding me." But that's what I love about dogs. They still love you no matter what. I did manage to redeem myself later, and Ike finished with a flourish. We got our limit as a group and called it a trip.